This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. She lives off-grid. She's an environmental scientist. She's a degreed scientist. And she's here every Wednesday with us, sharing thoughts on how to do things the hard way, the sustainable way, the way we used to do things, and what's happening in Australia is what she teaches. Gwyneth, I mentioned the Phoebus cartel of 1924, where the electric light bulb manufacturing giants all got together and colluded to swindle and defraud the world's light bulb buyers. General Electric was one of those companies. Tungs Ram, Osram, those were two others. So it was not only in the United States, but it was in Europe as well. And these thugs got together and hosed us. They made light bulbs last fewer hours. And it was not easy, because what happened for over 30 years prior to that, light bulb engineers, designers, were trying to figure out how to make them last longer. And then getting to agree on, y'all best not be making light bulbs that last longer than 1,000 hours because we're watching. And they had fines, you know, among this cartel for those who cheated. And they had production limits. You cannot make more than X number of light bulbs. They were manipulating the market. Huh. Sounds like what's happening in the market right now with pretty much everything else. And if you want to buy gasoline in Springfield, it's the same price no matter where you go, almost. There's only a couple stations who are not part of that cartel in price fixing of gasoline at retail pumps. But, Gwyneth, you wanted to talk about or comment on what I said about the light bulbs?
Yeah, that's a planned obsolescence. And that ends it. And it spreads to everything else. But what I really want to do is I want to go back to your fruit trees, because as important as light bulbs are, light bulbs won't feed you. Fruit trees will. And I want to be successful with your fruit trees, because I know that last summer was brutal for you. And that the thing is that I'm used to dealing with this every single year where I am, and I would like to pass some of my tips and tricks along to you. What you do is you dig around your fruit tree just outside of the drip line. You pile the dirt up around about where the drip line is, okay? So, you know, going inwards in the diameter of the circle, you've got mound of dirt, root zone. Okay, and then the tree in the middle. What you do, you ask with the buckets as a good emergency measure for saving the life of a tree. But what it doesn't do is encourage the tree to put down a deep root system. In fact, it does the opposite. It makes the tree have a shallow root system, which in the end works against its drought tolerance. Okay, so you saved your life of the trees. That's a good thing. You did well there. But what you've done is you've encouraged your tree to put out a bunch of surface roots. Okay. By surface, I mean within the first 12 to 18 inches of soil, but mostly in the first 6 inches of soil. Okay. If you do this, digging a trench around each tree, at just outside of the root zone, piling the dirt up, and then having, you know, this well in with the root zone, and then you fill that well probably about three quarters full with water each time you water. And you'll still be using the same amount of water. But what that will do is it will soak deep into the soil instead of drip, 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 where the tree is like sucking it off like an intravenous drip or a life support. Your trees needed that life support, and I think you did the right thing. You saved the life of your trees. But if you do it this way, you won't have the problem to start with, because your tree will send its taproot right down to the water, and then you'll never have this problem ever again. And what you do is you wait until you just see the leaves of your tree just beginning to wilt. That's when you fill. That's when you go around the hose and you fill up all of those wells about three quarters full, because you don't want to wreck your berm. Okay, so you fill it about three quarters full and then you let it soak in. And if you do it that way, you'll get the water infiltrating to a much deeper depth. And if you do it two or three times over the course of a day, then that will infiltrate even deeper. And you, like I say, you will train your tree to send its root right down to the water table. And then you won't even need to water your trees ever. And this is how they grow plums and apples in places like where I am. And it's where they grow plums and apples, places like the Holy Land, you know, Palestine, where they, you know, where they have basically no rainfall, and Greece and Italy, where they've got 5 months of baking hot summer every single year. And water is scarce. And the other way that you can do it is if you get an unglazed terracotta pot, okay, and you fill in the drainage hole under the pot with something like, there's a product Sally's produced called Aquanedit. That's K-N-E-A-D-I-T. And that's food grade. So it's safe to use for irrigation, and it's aqua, A-Q-U-A, needed. And there's other neededs out there. There's steel needed, which can be used for emergency pipe repairs. What you want is the aqua, because aqua is food grade. None of the rest of them are food grade. And so you use that to plug up the hole in the bottom of the pot. And the unglazed terracotta pot, you bury it and then you fill it up with water, and then you use the saucer that the saucer that the pot comes with as a lid on the pot, and you know, you go and fill that up two or three times a week. And what that does is it's the same idea as your plastic bucket with the little hole, but what you're doing once again is you're putting the water right down deep into the soil, not in the first 6 or 12 inches, which is what you did. And like I say, you did well because you saved the life of your trees, but what you didn't do was encourage your tree to put down a deep root system. And if you do this spring, then by the time that, you know, by when the ground thaws, if you put in one of these trench and berm structures around each of your trees in the spring, then it'll be ready to go when the summertime comes. And before the ground gets, you know, baking hot and dry, which is just about impossible to dig. And, oh, by the way, if you do need to dig a trench in rock-hard soil, this is how you do it. It's a little bit of work, but you dig a shallow trench, even if it's just an inch or two deep, okay? You may, if your soil's really hard, you may need to get a pick or something out and dig a trench that way. You pile the dirt up on the downhill side, and you fill that, even if you can only get half an inch or an inch depth, you fill that trench with water. And then you go and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and wait for it to soak in. And then you go back when it's soaked in and you dig out the soft dirt and pile it downhill. When any time that you're digging a trench on a farm, you always pile the dirt downhill rather than uphill, because then you're going to trap any water that's travelling down the contour. Okay? And you may need to do this two or three times to fill up the trench and then with water, and then go and wait for it to soak in and then dig out the soft dirt. But you'll eventually be able to dig to any depth that you want. But if you need to dig a trench in baking hot, dry, concrete level dirt, which is summer around here all the time. The dirt around here is still like that here. And, you know, in parts where there's no grass. Where there's grass, then the roots of the grass have opened up the soil and you can dig it. But, you know, if it's left bare, it's going to turn to concrete. There's no two ways about it. And that's how you do it. And that's how we grow fruit trees around here. And if you do that, thanks mulching and fertilizing with aged manure really easy, because you just go with your wheelbarrow and you just dump the manure inside the well. It's got nowhere to go. It's got to stay there, but you got to obviously keep it away from the trunk of the tree to prevent collar rot. And that's what you do. And you mulch in the same way. But the other thing is that where you are, in fact, anywhere, you should not put manure on your fruit trees in the autumn or in the fall, because they're going to sleep. And they need cold. Most fruit trees need cold, frost, ice, and even snow on their roots to have a good crop of fruit in the following year. And if they've got their roots kept warm by a bunch of compost and manure being on their roots, one thing, it's going to fertilize them when they're going to sleep, and for another thing, it's going to keep their roots too warm for them to get their chill hours. Because most fruit trees need to have a certain chill time. Does that make sense? I hope I've helped you there.
Well, it makes absolute sense, and that's what we've done, Gwyneth. We have these wells around the trees. We've done exactly that, and we put mulch there. The problem is it didn't rain for months and months, and the ground actually cracked. The stream dried up, the creek dried up, no water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I've seen this firsthand. And I'd like to read a letter that appeared on the internet from a mother. And she wants to know what she's doing wrong. This is unbelievable. But I have a feeling that it's happening more often than we would like. And here it is. The letter starts out, "Dear," and it goes on to say, "I am a single mother of an only child and have spent my life ensuring that my daughter has everything she could possibly desire. Having raised her by myself, I am proud to have been able to give her anything and everything she could possibly need or want. But recently, I've started getting a lot of criticism from my friends and family who claim that my little girl, who is now 6, is spoiled, telling me that she's become a monster and that she's so difficult to be around, they no longer want to spend time with her or me. Apparently, she screamed at my mother the other day because she wasn't allowed another bowl of ice cream. And there have been a few occasions when she's gotten a bit angry because a relative wouldn't let her watch TV late at night or insisted that she share toys with others. I admit I haven't always been the strictest parent, but I've only ever been focused on her happiness. If the odd toy or new outfit or sleepover party with her friends would help, then what's the problem? Please help before I lose all my friends. from a single parent, from a single stressed parent. That's the letter that was written. I've seen this firsthand. There was a person who visited our house with a young daughter, and I was having a discussion with the mother, young mother, single mother, and she was explaining to me that she can do whatever she wants for her daughter, give her daughter whatever her daughter wants, and she will not be told what to do about giving her daughter things. So if the mother thinks her daughter needs or wants something, the mother will do it. And there was an issue about food. And I said, you know, it's nice that you want to give your daughter everything, but we are headed toward a time when you may not be able to do that. There may be a time when you cannot buy whatever food items that you want for your daughter. You may have to substitute something that may be a little less desirable than what you want. And that's when I got yelled at. That's when Mom yelled at me and told me that she wouldn't be dictated to. And she would not be told what to do. By the way, that's the last time that that young mother and child visited our house. What I'm saying is, I don't think this is an isolated incident with this letter. I don't think it's an isolated incident with a young mother who believes that her child deserves whatever the child wants. And I have a feeling that we are raising a whole generation that has a lot of young children who do not know what it is to do without. And in contrast, when I was a young child, we didn't have candy in our house. Other houses had candy. We didn't have cookies in our house. At lunchtime, when we brought our brown bags into school for lunch, I would get saltines. Other children would get these real sugary things. I didn't get to have those, nor the candy, nor the Kool-Aid, nor, you know, the colored candy, these, you know, bright colors. My mother wouldn't let that in the house, and it was for my own good and my parents' own good. And so the question that I have: are you seeing what I was describing in that letter in Australia?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with the strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePape faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePape has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? You've got your
take when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So to recap that letter that I read from a mom, single mom who's given her daughter everything that the daughter desires, wants, needs, and the daughter has been referred to as a monster at age 6 years old because other adults and children don't want to be around that daughter. I can absolutely positively see that. And I actually did see it. And I saw a mother in our house as a guest yell at me when I was very deliberately and slowly, as I'm doing right now, explaining that you can't always get what you want. There are shortages. There are all kinds of shortages. And going forward, as things get worse, it will be an inconvenience to someone who wants to get her child everything that the child desires. The child has no idea that there are shortages. And that kind of a my child deserves everything attitude is uncomfortable for everyone around. Gwyneth, have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. Usually, if there's anyone out there who's a single parent, I'm a single parent too. My children have grown up now. They're like 20 and or almost 20 and 22 years old. But my husband died when my younger son was 3 months old. And I had to raise them as a single parent. And one thing that I learned as a key was that you need to let your children know that no means no. And you need to get that through their heads by the time they're about four years old. And if you don't, you're dooming your children. Yeah, absolutely, because nobody will want to be around them. Nobody will want to play with them. Nobody will want to interact with them. And in the big people world, that translates to nobody will want to do business with them. And so they will, to try and get people to interact with them, they will develop psychopathic behaviors such as manipulation and bullying. Just to get people to interact with them, which is not going to help them, because psychopathic bullies don't do well in the world. And you're looking at a child now that throws a tantrum, that's what we call tantrums in Australia, tanties, that throws a tantrum when it hears the word no. Well, that translates to a teenager and an adult that's going to throw a tantrum when they hear the word no. And when they hear the word no from an employer and they throw a tantrum, they're going to lose their job. And I realized this, you know, and so I had a challenging pair of sons to raise because of their genetics and their epigenetics. Their dad was a Highlander, Scottish Highlander. And the Scottish Highlanders are a wild tribe, a set of wild tribes. They're not just one tribe. They're a wild nation of people where their very existence for hundreds and hundreds of years has depended on them being the roughest, the toughest, the meanest, and all the rest of it. And yet they have to learn how to interact and get along with people. So you get Highlander children, and they take roughhousing to a whole new level. I would see my sons fighting, full on backing each other up, and they would just be playing. And I would have to have the wisdom just to stand back and say, okay, all right, I'm not going to break it up. They're just playing. You know, they'd be four getting stuck into each other, but they were just playing. And if I broke it up, they'd get all upset at me. And they'd say, Mum, you spoiled our day. I said, game? They said, yeah, you were play fighting. They go, huh? And I think I might have done that once or twice before I went, And then the other thing is that they said, come on, let's go and have a fight. And they would go down in the valley somewhere, you know, on the farm, and they would take or find sticks, and they would have sword fights down in the valley. And they were full on, full contact. They're like, what they're doing is they're learning how to fight. And learning how to control their aggression, and learning how to interact in the process of fighting to not put each other in the hospital. Is that right? And I'm telling you that when we moved here to the farm, they were like 9 and 11 years old. You know, I think Connor, my oldest son, turned 12 about a week or two after we moved to the farm. And the other boy, a few months after we moved here, turned 10. So this is the age level that I'm talking about. But this is what they were doing their whole life. And but they knew from me that no means no. And they would sometimes, you know, find their own little ways around it. And I would get angry with them, and I would rebuke them for that. You know, and I'd say, "What did you do?" You know, and I would lose my temper at them, and I would chastise them. You know, not respecting that no means no. And I think that this little girl, if she had somebody like, for instance, her mother, you know, if she'd been told that, you know, I think that she would have cookies at her place, that no from the cookie jar means no, and then she went and stole a cookie from the cookie jar, that if her mother lost her temper at her daughter for not respecting that no means no, that it would be a painful lesson for the little girl, but that she would not forget it, and she would maybe think twice next time before taking the cookie from the cookie jar when her mother said no. And that's just an example, you know, whatever. Oh my gosh, but the end result of it is that my boys are now adults. They're able to hold jobs. They're the best workers at their workplace. And it's not just me that says it. I've met other people who work at their workplace, and the other people who work at their workplace, when they find out that I'm their mother, they say, gee, they're the best workers we've got. And this is the truth of it, Vincent. So I say, well, I'm very proud of my boys, and I am. But it's been hard work. It really has. But, you know, this mother needs to teach her 6-year-old pronto, because she's almost at that limit of sociability. There's a sociability window. Normally it shuts around the age of 4, where children have to learn how to interact with other children and play and play fight and negotiate with other children, okay, by the time they're about 4, or they're basically psychologically doomed, or they are going to have a really, really, really tough time in their life. And it's not just me saying that. It's every psychologist, every child psychologist and psychiatrist in the world says that. It's a well-known fact that you've got between about the ages of 2 and 4. It's no use trying to do it before the age of 2, because before the age of 2, the whole world revolves around the child, and it has to, because their needs are, if they don't get the proper amount of nutrition and everything that they want before the age of 2, then they're going to physically suffer later on, okay? But it's that window between the ages of 2 and the ages of 4 that they must learn the meaning of the word no, and learn that no really does truly mean no. And, yeah, that's it. That's just how it is. And this woman has obviously not taught her little girl that no means no. And it might be as simple as, if the child throws a tantrum in the checkout aisle, that the mother walks away from her trolley and takes everybody home without the groceries. And they all go hungry for a day or two. It won't hurt the child in the long term. And the child says, Mummy, there's no food in the cupboard. It says, yeah, there's no food in the cupboard because you threw a tantrum in the checkout aisle. And I went home. Well, you know, so you did this. And the child will throw another tantrum and then it will go away and have a think about it. And then it will come to the mother and say, Mummy, I'm sorry. Can we please go back to the grocery store and get more food because I'm hungry? And the mother will say, you're going to throw another tantrum at the checkout aisle? I don't want to do that. If you're going to throw another tantrum, I promise I won't throw another tantrum in the checkout aisle. Please, Mummy, please, 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 Mummy. Oh, please, Mummy. And then the mother will go, oh, I'll have a think about it. And then half an hour later, the mother will come back and say, get in the car, everyone, we're off to the grocery store. Everyone will go to the grocery store, and there'll be no tantrums in the checkout aisle. That's how you do it. No violence, no worries, no problems.
Mm-hmm. And some of what you're describing, I believe, is a result of having too many things, too much. And what I'm saying by that is too many toys. A toy box full of so many toys, and then the toys all get spread out on the floor, on the carpet, and the child plays with one for maybe a minute, then goes to the next one, the next one, the next one, has the attention span of less than a goldfish. And rather than playing with one educational toy at a time, like one puzzle, matching colors, looking at numbers, matching numbers, those kinds of things. What happens a lot of times, I believe, is the child is put on the floor with a whole bunch of toys. The television is turned on with some kind of a video that may be from Disney and is indoctrinating the child into very short attention span segments. A couple seconds here, a couple seconds, next one, next one, next one, next one. And pretty soon the child has no attention span whatsoever, and no amount of toys is enough to entertain that child's mind. That's what I believe is happening. And I think too many toys is a bad thing, and very few toys is a good thing.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2400. 833-VINYL-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And, class, I have in my hands a manual. It's a manual for a learning kit, a toy that I had from the 1950s. It's made by a company called Remco, R-E-M-C-O. It says Remco Electrocraft Easy to Assemble Kit Electrical Workshop. And this kit is for a child. It's from the 1950s. And with this kit, a child can make a flashlight, a railroad lantern, car headlights, car inside lights, Navy signals, beacon tower, Empire State Building lights, airport lights, telegraph set, airplane gas gauge lights, jet fighter landing gear lights, a lighthouse beacon, automobile engine starter, electric trolley control, a diesel engine control, electromagnet, telephone signal, television tester, police signals, long-distance telegraph. And it's a 32-page manual with Morse code on the back. And this was something that was available for very, very little money. And on the back it says, return to factory, you know, for service. If something goes wrong with it, return to the factory and send $1.25 under separate cover for handling to Remco Industries, 113 North 13th Street, Newark, New Jersey. That is before they had zip codes. So this was in the 1950s, and I haven't seen anything available that's anything like this for a child. What do children do to learn? And I used this for years and years and years, and it's from the 50s. So the manual is like 60 years old. Almost 70 years old. What do children do today? They have Chinese junk that makes sounds and flashlights and the blue and the red and the yellow and LEDs, you know, lighting up things. And there are sounds these toys make that you really can't make out what they're saying. Why not have learning, educational toys? And that's what we're going to do at Natural Farms Campground. We are going to have probably once a month lessons where you can come and camp with us, and your instructors, maybe one or two of us, will be here, and we'll teach you some lessons, maybe a couple more. Rich Sheehan wants to do it via telephone. Dr. Sergei Shuley Soren wants to do it. He'll be in person. I'll be in person. What do you think? Does that make sense? If you want to see what the campground looks like, then go to the website, Natural Farms, Natural, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-F-A-R-M-S, and then L-C, as in Limited Corporation, naturalfarmslc.com. Gwyneth, did you take a look at that? Have you had a chance?
I haven't had a chance to, sorry, unfortunately. I haven't actually been on the internet very much. I've been making jam and I've been digging my garden and doing all sorts of farming type jobs.
Well, that's important. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, what you were saying about your little electrical kit, I bought something similar for my son Theo. When he was in his, early teens, as a Christmas present, and I bought him a soldering iron and some solder, and I bought him this electrical hobby kit, similar to, probably not as complicated as the one that you were describing, but it had, maybe a dozen projects in it. And, I made a phone call to my sons the other day. They rent a house together. So they pool their money and they rent one house between the two of them. And there's somebody else living there as well. But they're the main people in the house. And, they said, "Oh, Mum, we're a bit busy at the moment." I said, "Oh, what are you doing?" They said, "Oh, I'm working on my computer." And I said, "Oh, what are you doing there?" And he said, "Oh, I've taken the computer out of its old case and I'm transferring it over to a bigger case and I have to pull the whole computer apart, take it out of the old case. This is a desktop computer. I put it into the new case and then I have to put the whole thing back together." And I said, "Gosh, that sounds interesting." And he said, "Yeah, my brother's here helping me." And so the older brother was there, and I could hear him in the background saying, "No, that's not how you do it. You do it like this." And that's what I interact with. They end up between them getting this computer case changed over, which involves dismantling the entire desktop computer, taking all the pieces bit by bit out of the case and then putting it all back together in the new case. I don't think most people would be able to do that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I bought 7 Dell computers years ago for $350 with the monitors, keyboards, and mice. And those are the computers that I'm running this broadcast on right this very second and have been for years. And when one goes bad, I just cannibalize it and make another one out of it. Exactly what your boys are doing.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.